The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 25th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Oh, my Lord Nisinga, in this way, just being engaged in your transcendental loving service, I shall be able to associate with devotees who are liberated souls, hunksas, and thus being completely uncontaminated by the association of three modes of material nature, it will be possible for me to chant the glories of your Lordship, who is so dear to me. I shall chant your glories fully following the footprints of Lord Brahma and his disciplic succession. In this way, it will be possible, without any doubt, that I shall cross over the ocean of nations.
Suham priyasatsurita paradevataya Leela pathastava nisinga virinta gita Anjastitarmi anudinan gunamitra mukta Durgani te padjuga layaham satanga. So, in this verse, two words are very important. One is Virincha Gita. Virincha means Lord Brahma. And the followers, just like we, Gauriya Sampradaya, means we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya. Our Sampradaya begins from Lord Brahma. There are similar other Sampradaya, just like Rudra Sampradaya, then Kumara Sampradaya, and there is Lakshmi Sampradaya, Ramanuja Sampradaya. So there are four Sampradayas. Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, and Lakshmi Sampradaya. And if we do not take either of these Sampradaya in this disciple succession, then our attempt to advance in spiritual life will fail you. Sampradaya Vihinaji Mantrasti Vipalamata. You cannot manufacture your own prayers unless you follow the footprints of Mahajan. They are Mahajan, the Brahma Mahajan, Lord Shiva Mahajan, Kumara Mahajan, Lakshmi Devi is a potency, spiritual potency of Lord Vishnu. Lakshmi Narayan, potency. She is always engaged in massaging the lotus feet of Narayan. You have seen the picture. Sri Sampradaya. Sri. She is known as Sri. Sri means opulence, fortune, beauty. So she is the reservoir of all these things. So she has got, it is called Sri Sampradaya, the Ramanuja Sampradaya. They are called Sri Sampradaya. They worship Lakshmi Narayan. Everyone worships the Lord and His potency, spiritual potency. Just like we worship Radha Krishna. Similarly, the Ramanuja Sampradaya, they worship Lakshmi Narayan or Sitaram. So, we should follow the sampradaya. Sampradaya, bhijanadi, mantra, se vipalava. But here, Prahlad Maharaj said that Prahlad Maharaj is also Mahajan, because he follows Mahajan. He said, during the Gita, I will enjoy, I shall relish Prabhu Leela Katha, your pastime, the narration of your pastime. But it is not that narration as it is written by some mundane dramatic drama writer or novel writer. No, not that. That is useless. You should not touch. If some ordinary person has written something about Krishna's Leela, you should not touch it. It must be in the sampradaya, must be authorized person, otherwise it is useless. He should not touch. Therefore he specially mentioned, Leela Katha Astava Nishinda Birincha Gita, which is given by Mahajan, like Brahma. Just like we offered prayer from Brahma Sangha. We cannot offer prayer from any other person, written by any other nonsense. No, that is not possible. Very simple. There is power. If you recite the prayers composed by Mahajan, it has got spiritual power. It's like in your country, Mr. Max Muller, he is very famous as translator of Vedas. But many scholars, they have read the translation of Max Muller, but nobody could understand what is the purpose of Vedas. Because he is not in the line. Useless. Similarly, that French professor, he has mentioned specially, in comparison to my writing, he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radha Krishna. Yes, that is right. What Dr. Radha Krishna Aurobindo knows about Krishna consciousness? Because they are not in the line. They simply try to exhibit their erudite scholarship. So that is useless. Nāvātmā pravacanena labhā, na mevhaya, na bahunā sutena. This is the injunction given in the Vedas. Ayamātmā, self-realization, God-realization. Nāyamātmā balahīnena labhā, one who has no spiritual strength, he cannot understand. It is not possible. Nāyamātmā balahīnena na medhaya. If you have got very good fertile brain for manufacturing concocted ideas, that doesn't mean you will be able to understand Krishna. That is not possible. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhā na medhaya na bahunā sutena. Only one who is favored by Krishna and his, confidential devotee, what is it? One cannot understand. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is given warning that I shall recite the narration of your pastime, which is composed by Brahma. Birinchi. Birinchi means Shiva Birinchi Nuta. That is the secret of success. You cannot compose by whimsical way. No, that will not be possible. Therefore, the next word is very important. When it says, Padudugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Padudugalaya Hamsa Sangha. This is possible when we associate Sangha. Sangha means association. Whose association? Padudugalaya Hamsa. What he? Because Krishna's feet is compared as lotus, lotus feet we say. So when there is lotus, there is hamsa, swan. You'll find that is the difference between the crows and the swan. Crows gather in a place, filthy place, where all rotten things are kept. The crows come there. Where all rotten things are there, all the crows will come. But when there is lotus, the crows will not go there. They hunt for swan. They will go there. Even in the bird society, there are classes. Crow society, swan society, pigeon society, sparrow society, everyone has got society. But one society is different from another society. Similarly, where there is Krishna Katha, the crows like man will not come. Where there is cinema, where there is prostitute dance, where there is drinking, the crows like man will gather. Tadvayasa-tirtham. Tadvayasa-vayasa means crow. So, natadvacas-citra-padam-harer-jasa prajanita-karhichi tadvayasa-tirtham. Any literature, very nicely written, just like Shakespeare writing or some other big, big mundane writers, they are writing. It is very nicely written, grammatically very correct, and metaphorically very nicely meant. Tadadvacas citrapadam. Citrapadam is very artistically written. There are literatures very artistic. Natadvacas citrapadam harerejasa prajanita na karhichi. But there is no glorification of the Lord. Simply literary presentation. Such kind of literature is described tad vayasa tirtham. This kind of literature is preferred by the class of men who are like crows. Crows. But the Vedic literature which is sung by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, a devotee, even that is broken language presented, tad ginanti sinanti sadhava. They will accept it by saintly person. They will sing it and they will accept. That is the secret of success. If your literature is exactly following the Mahajana Jirasanana, then it will be like my highly advanced saintly person. And if it is a presentation of modern literary career, therefore that gentleman has rejected him, Aurobindo, and after others he has rejected, they are useless. Other commentation on Bhagavad Gita. But he has rejected even Aurobindo and Dr. Radhakrishna. Dr. Radha Krishna is well known as a big philosopher, and Aurobindo is also known as great speculator. What is it? Yes, this is religion. Because it is biasity. What is you? Jugglery of words. It has no fact. All imaginary. All imaginary. So they are going on. Therefore one must be warned, as Prahlad Maharaj said. This is Mahajanaja. Prahlad Maharaj must hear, as he is saying, he must accept. We should not indulge in speculation in of literary career, which is never touched by the Mahaj. So, it is that one must be, the literature must be within the Gita. Why you are giving so much stress on Bhagavad Gita as it is? Because it is spoken by Krishna. Similarly, anything written by Krishna's pure devotee, that is important. Otherwise, it is not important. It is not important. So, hum priyasya suhila. We should be engaged always. Reading book is very good. But it must be written by authority, then it is good. Now, otherwise, if you read the 24 hours, the newspaper or ordinary book, that kind of reading is simply a waste of time. But if you read authorized literature, then that what will happen then? Then, andasa astitarmi anubhinam gunavipra mukta. Very easily, simply by reading such book, we shall be free from material entanglement. Simply. Because that's like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavan Krishna, they are identical. There is no difference. Don't say, when I am reading Bhagavad Gita, not with purpose, then I am bereft. But to associate to with the desire that I shall be able to associate with devotee and Krishna, then Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna. There is no difference. Advaigar. Advaigar means without any difference. Vadanti tat tattam idas tattam jadgyanam advaya. Advaya. If you are a devotee, qualified devotee, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you must know Krishna is there. If you are a pure devotee, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is there on your tongue, dance. Don't think otherwise. Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna. Nama. Anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna without any offense. Same kinds of offenses, you know that. By avoiding offense, if you chant Hare Krishna, then you must know that Krishna is there. Nama chintamani Krishna chaitanya rasa vigraha purna suddha nitya mukta avinda tyadnamanamina. Similarly, when we read literature, lila katha, just like we are reading now, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is lila katha of Krishna and his devotee, Prahlada. This is lila, exchange of dealing between devotee and the Lord. The whole Bhagavat, it is called Bhagavat. Why? The only subject matter is Bhagavan and Bhakta. Bhagavan is the Lord and bhakta is devotee. He does not have, you won't find any newspaper item that there was earthquake in London and this and that. You don't find it. It is not that. But mayasati is come. Not for the enjoyment of the crows like man. It must be swan. Hamsa. Hamsa, why? Hamsa is taken from Hamsa. Hamsa has the capacity, Hamsa means swan. He has got capacity. If you give to the Hamsa milk mixed with water, the Hamsa has got the capacity, it will drink the milk and reject the water. Therefore, Hamsa. Paramhamsa. Paramhamsa means, although they are in the material world, they have kicked out the material things, but he has taken Krishna. That's all. Krishna is there, everywhere is Krishna. Isavasamidam sadbham. Even in this material world, there is Krishna. But the Hamsa can take him. Not the crows. The crows cannot take him. Therefore, difference between the crows and Hamsa. So, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are being trained up to become Hamsa, or they are Hamsa. They don't care for anything material thing. They are concerned with Krishna. Therefore, Paramahamsa. Krishna is everywhere. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. But the devotees can take Krishna from anywhere. How it can be taken? What is the process? The process is this devotional service. If you are engaged in devotional service, in anywhere, you are in Krishna. Ihadasya harer dasse karmana manasa vacha nikhileshu api avasthasu jivanamukta sahuchyate. If one has got sincere desire to serve Krishna, in any position, in any body, in any circumstance, he is jivanamukta, that is paramount. Jivanmukta means, although he is living in this body, he is Paramahamsa. He has nothing to do with this body. He has everything to do with Krishna. So we have to take shelter of such person. Therefore it is said, Padajudalaya Hamsa Sangha. The devotee who is always living under the protection, shelter, of Krishna's lotus feet, like Hamsa. Hamsa will find danger when there is a lotus. They go down within the water and entangle with the stains from the lotus flower. There is a prayer by Mukunda Mala Sutra. Paddaiva. Me, Manasa Hamsa, like that, and that's now I forget. So, our mind should be trained up like Hamsa, who entangles himself with the stain of lotus flower. So, we have to take shelter of this Hamsa for the Jugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Unless we associate with such Hamsa, who has nothing to do with this material world, who has taken the cream of the material Krishna, such Hamsa, if we become his servant, gopi vartut padakamalayo dasa 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 anu dasa, then it will be accepted. Padajugalaya Hamsa Sangha. Then it will work. If he associates with Hamsa, pure devotee, then our life will be successful. Ardhasa Chitar means very easily you shall cross over the ocean of Nisan. There is another verse like that. Bhavam Budhi Vasya Padam Parana Padam Padagaja Padagaja Vipadagana Tirita Samasita Ji Padapallavam Plavam. The same thing, differently expressed. Samasita Ji Padapallavam Plavam Mahat Padam Apundaja Somurari Bhavam Budhi Vasya Padam Parana Padam. Bhavamudi is this great ocean of the sand in which we are now fallen and very much struggling for existence, exactly just like if you are thrown in the ocean. You may be a very good swimmer, but the condition is very dangerous. You will have to struggle. You cannot say, I am a good swimmer, I shall be very easily able to cross over the ocean. No, that's not possible. But if you take the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, samasita ji padapallabam plavam, anyone who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, what is that lotus feet? Mahatpadam. It is the shelter of the whole material creation. Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, the total material energy, that is called Mahatattva. From Mahatattva, the whole cosmic manifestation has come. Therefore, lotus feet of Krishna means there is also Mahatattva, many, many Mahatattva. Samasita ji padapallavam tamam mahat padam pullajaso murari. Of Murari, Krishna's another name is Murari. Pullajaso, always pavitram paramam. Then this bhavambudhi vatsapadam, the great ocean of this has become a small spot of water as it is made by the hook spring of the cow, cups, vatsapadam. So, Pralhada Maharaj in the previous part, he described what is the position of this material world, jasmat-priya-priya-yoga-vyoga. Simply lamentation. Sometimes we are so called happy by getting the desire of things, and mostly we are unhappy associating with undesirable things. So in order to save ourselves from this opposing element, the best thing is suggested, soham priyasya suhita paradevataya lilapata. Let us be engaged always chanting the or reading the pastimes of the Lord, Leelapata. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then it is full of Leelapata, the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So that is the only way to get out of the miserable condition of the material world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Tiradapi sunitena, tarorapi sahishnana, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. Kirtaniya, this is lila-katha. Lila-katha-kirtani. When you read or hear or chant about the pastimes of the Lord, that is also kirtan. And if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, we instrument, that is also kirtan. There is no difference. So we must engage kirtaniya sadahari. Either we should chant Hare Krishna mantra or we should read our book. This is what. Then we will be saved from maya. Otherwise, at any time, we will be victimized. Thank you very much.
Sri Lord.